This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But Danny, we've got to start.
Sure we do.
With a Caps win last night at home at Capital One Arena in front of 20,000 strong. The good guys took a 2-0 series lead. Have an 89% chance now, mathematically, to advance to the second round for the first time since the 2018 Cup run. 3-1 victory. It was not easy. It was not always pretty. But a 2-1 Capitals edge, thanks to two goals in the span of 60 seconds, got them the advantage they needed. And then in the third period, as Montreal threw the kitchen sink at them, Logan Thompson stood on his head.
Yeah, this to me is the Logan Thompson game. Like, this is what I'm going, if they go on a deep run, I'm going to remember Logan Thompson here putting the team on his back. When they couldn't get the puck out of the zone, when they couldn't clear, when Montreal had all the pressure in the universe and was putting on him, it was shot after shot, it was shift after shift, nothing was going right for the Capitals, Logan Thompson decided, you know what I am actually? Is an athletic brick wall. Nothing through here, not tonight, not you guys. He was sensational.
I don't want to make this anti-Charlie Lindgren, because all he is a good egg, mm-hmm. who's a great teammate and a very fine player, and I'm excited that he's been re-signed. But this was my point for weeks leading up to the playoffs. If Logan Thompson's healthy, I feel a lot better. And the reason is, Logan Thompson's tremendous. And you saw it again last night. He makes the big save at the big moment. He's done it all year long for this team. The toe kick save that he made on a redirection in the third period, miraculous.
He's going the opposite direction. Yeah.
It looked like he had made the save Holtby style, diving across the cage with a completely open net. And as you watch the replay, it actually hit the post. But even on that play, which people want to take away from him, after the post, he still saves it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he didn't knock it into the net.
Me neither.
25 saves on 26 shots with the one goal allowed for him, a .962 save percentage. Remember when he had a concussion and didn't play in a game for weeks?
Yep.
How did he come back and this quickly regain his game? This is amazing.
And be that sharp? I have no idea. I have no idea. There have been a couple of those this year. The most miraculous, of course, is Alex Ovechkin at 39 years old, breaking his leg and then, you know, being at a better goal-scoring pace than he ever has in his record-setting career. But this is, in a normal year, this would be kind of the sensational injury recovery story. How could you be sharp without playing? Well, you can't do anything. It's not as if he's just sitting there practicing and facing a bunch of live shots. You're not allowed to do anything. Having the lights on hurts your head. And he has to wait and wait and wait. It's not as if he was as sharp when he got injured as well. Thank goodness for Logan Thompson through these couple games. Last night especially, Monday as well, I thought he was really good. But last night, I think he stole that game, quite frankly. Like, that was Montreal. Stole maybe too strong.
Yeah, they had a lead, so it's hard to say he stole it, but he saved it.
He saved it. Let's put it that way.
Literally and figuratively.
Put it that way.
He saved them the game. Connor McMichael was tremendous again. He scored two goals, the first that tied the game at one, and then the empty netter that put it on ice. He had a team-high four shots. Ryan Leonard had three shots on net. The kid's been great. His two best games as a mm-hmm. Capital, in my opinion, have come in the playoffs. And you want to talk about things that are hard to explain? I don't really get that. But he has elevated his game in a brilliant way. And I'll tell you who else was really, really good last night. Maybe it doesn't show up on the stat sheet, although he did have an apple and a point. I thought Taylor Radish was marvelous.
He was all over the ice.
Radish, who's most likely to lose his spot when Protas comes back, because they're going to have to reconfigure things, and some forward's going to have to come out. And I thought it was a foregone conclusion it would be him. But unless they get cute, maybe they're going to have to rethink things. I don't know, because playing the way he was yesterday, you don't want him out of the lineup. But everybody, man, Anthony Bevilier, awesome again. Andrew Mangiapane through two games has been excellent. Like some of the guys that we said you need more out of, these aren't, you know, productive players down the stretch. They're elevating their game. The Capitals, though, two goals in 60 seconds. That was their whole offense before the empty netter was 1 minute of hockey. The 22nd time in team history in the playoffs that they scored twice within a game minute.
16-18 to go in the second period. Montreal leading it here as McMichael cuts out front. And a shot, he scores! Connor McMichael on the second effort. The first one did not go. The second one did. And McMichael has tied it 1-1 here in game two. And a puck back now for Carlson. Ahead to Ryan Leonard. Goes across to Mobili in the tap. The rebound. They score! And it's Dylan Strome! Oh, baby! Right down the middle. Goes to the backhand. It's 2-1 Washington!
So, going through both goals really quick. The McMichael goal first. That's just work. Behind the net. A little time and space. He had the puck forever. Nobody knocks him off his block. That's something that, if you're in front of the Caps net, doesn't really happen very often because they're big and they're just going to drill you. You saw it last night where Nick Dowd just de-skated. I think it was maybe Cole Caulfield, but one of their guys that had the puck in front of the net. You're getting knocked in the air. But McMichael was banging around and hitting the puck, and he hit it off a defender. And after Montreal got a fluke goal to start the thing, they evened it up on one themselves. The Strome goal was beautiful. Tic-tac-toe. You had the great feed from Leonard, the one-time pass from Bevilier, then Stromer with a pass to himself off the pads. He said he wasn't trying to do that, but it was a huge rebound, quick reaction time, and both were kind of playoff beautiful goals. The first was the more of the grimy working goal. The second was, that's a skilled team.
Yeah, it was boom, 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 right?
And it wasn't even a line that is traditionally together because it was Leonard, Bevilier, and Strome at that moment. But there's your offense, and Logan Thompson made it work.
Yeah, I was surprised that they weren't able to get a couple more home at various points. I thought they'd have more of those grimy chances, just, you know, leaning on people, being more physical, et cetera. But, you know, Montembeau's good, and I think Montreal is well-coached and they kind of know what they're about. Sort of waiting in line, you know, lying in wait for those counterattacks. I think they know they're going to get outshot for most of these games. As at one point, I think the Caps had a 26-10 shot advantage on official count. But, yeah, I mean, they're furious third periods. They're counterattacks. It's where they're dangerous when they kind of get those pucks in open ice after a save or, you know, after a turnover or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, that was, you know, it wasn't much doing for a while for the Capitals in terms of quality scoring chances. But we normally on this show, we love you guys listening live. However you could tune the show is great, right? We love that. We just love people listening. So thank you for everybody that does. Normally we're just like, hey, man, if you miss something live, go check the podcast, right? Go to the Odyssey app. You can download it. Wherever you get your podcast, do that. I'm asking everyone, don't check the podcast from yesterday when we were drafting players to score goals, because there's no reason to go back and listen to that. Like, you don't need to hear who I took instead of Connor McMichael. And you don't need to hear the reason that I said Connor McMichael wouldn't score if he had 1,000 playoff games. And then he scored twice, like an hour later. So don't go listen to that one from yesterday.
But Ryan did draft Connor McMichael.
Yeah, right after me.
So Clary's on the board.
Yep.
So the leaderboard is Darris with three.
Mm-hmm.
Clary's got two goals. You did get one.
I got a Stromer goal.
You took Stromer last night. Mm-hmm. So myself and Toby still looking to get on the board.
I could have had my Darris night. I could have had my three goals.
Could have. Right? Staring you right in the face.
I went in my mind, I go, he's due, to he'll never score ever. Two times.
Star of the game, though, Thompson, pretty clearly, who is the fourth Caps goalie ever to win his first two playoff starts with the team. And now in six career playoff games, how about these numbers? 4-2 with a .207 goals against and a .931 save percentage. He's been outstanding in the playoffs. This was Danny yesterday.
Oh, no.
Talking about Connor McMichael.
Oh, no.
There's a player that makes sense, but I believe if there were 1,000 playoff games, he would not score, as evidenced by his refusal to put the puck in the back of the net in the first couple of minutes last night. So I will be bypassing that gentleman.
That gentleman was Connor McMichael.
Who would score twice.
Who scored two goals.
So I'm happy to do that as a public service for Capitals fans.
Yeah, I want you to talk more trash about some of the Caps forwards.
I'll do that. Who needs to score on Friday? I'll happily not take him.
Well, you want to do the immovable object and the unstoppable force? You could talk badly about Lars Eller.
There you go.
Because, I mean, that guy.
Well, I selected Lars Eller, yeah.
I'm not sure he'd hit water if he fell out of a boat at this point in front of the net. I like how he's playing. He's been physical.
I actually thought he played well last night,
he's throwing his weight around. But he just can't finish. No. He's a nerd at a high school party, brother. It's just not happening for my guy Lars right now. One guy I do want to call attention to, Matty Roy, played 23 minutes last night. You may not have noticed him because he looks so different, because he shaved his beard to start his playoff beard. He is very, very sound, stay at home, nothing sexy. He's the anti-Chickering in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
He's not offensive. He's not scoring goals. He's not going to get a lot of assists. He's a defensive defenseman. But my God, has he been important. Without Ferravari, a little more Alexiev now. Carlson missing time at the end of the season. Chicky getting some rest days. I thought Roy was really, really good last night. Only Carlson played more.
A lot of times when you don't notice those guys, it's like an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so you notice Chychrun, who's skating in. And by the way, I drafted Chychrun, hit the post in the first couple of minutes. That was really fun for me. No, but when you notice guys like that who are stick handling and pinching in and creating offensive chances, sometimes you don't notice the super solid defender, which is good. Like, so I didn't notice a ton from Matt Roy or Alexiev last night, but that means to me, for the most part, they were doing a pretty good job.